You may have a daughter that's a lesbian or a son that's in homosexual lifestyle. Don't condemn them. Pray for them. Love them. But if you put up with their sin, they'll never come to Christ. They will continue in their sin. And the Holy Spirit will not be able to convict them and bring them to their knees to accept Christ.
Welcome to Somebody Loves You Radio, the Bible teaching ministry of Raul Reese in Diamond Bar, California. Raul's son Ryan rejected the Lord for many years, but Raul and Sharon never stopped praying for him. By God's grace and after years of prayer, they finally saw Ryan repent. For Raul's encouraging story, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or to get a free DVD, call 800-634-9165. Well, on this Tuesday edition of Somebody Loves You Radio, Raul will continue our series focused on God's faithfulness and sovereignty with a challenge to avoid spiritual compromise. He's here with Sean in the studio to give us a sense of what today's message has in store for us.
As we come back into prophecy, as we've been going through this amazing series, today's focus is going to be on Lot. And for those that do not know the Old Testament, this is an important character that you should understand. There's a lot of lessons to be learned from his life. Lot was a nephew of Abraham. And Raul, as people get prepared to listen to this study, what do you want them to take from it?
I think that you go back where Abraham and Lot, his nephew, were getting along well, but then they started having a little bit of friction. But Abraham saw that something was going on. So Abraham, to keep family relations, he said, okay, Lot, here we are. Do you want to go to the right, to the left? You choose whatever you want. That shows you a godly character. He wants to be in God's perfect will. You know, whatever God wants for my life, I'm going to wait. So Lot chooses, you know, Sodom and Gomorrah. So he starts going to Sodom and Gomorrah, which is his second step now to backsliding. When he goes into the city, he sits down at the gate. That's third step. And then the fourth step comes along when he not only sins against God, but also he tries to give his daughters over to these people. They will destroy her. God saw the heart of Lot, that Lot was not only a compromiser, but God had a word for Lot. And Lot made the choice, like so many people today make the choice. Now, one of the things that I want to share is they were not down on homosexuals or lesbians, you know, fornicators or any type of sin. But the Bible is very clear about sin. The Bible says that Jesus is wanting to forgive people and he will forgive your life, but there has to be true repentance. And that's what God was looking in Sodom and Gomorrah, and there was no true repentance among the people. I mean, the homosexual community comes to the house, knocks on the door. They see these two nice looking guys. They want them outside so they can abuse them sexually. And Lot is out there talking to them, and the angels grab a hold of his clothes by the neck, pull him inside, and they become aggressive, and God does what? He blinds them, and all God wanted to do is to give him his grace. And a lot of times the Christian community, you know, we're putting down those people, but they're sinners just like us. And I think that pastors or people in that community or that church, they need to reach out in such a way, not to compromise, but to reach out because you want to see them in the kingdom of God. But if they don't want help, then you can't do anything about that. You got to put them in the hands of the Lord and allow God to work in their lives, whatever God wants to do.
A lot of lessons to be learned from the life of Lot. So we hope as you tune into this study that you will be encouraged, that you will be strengthened. The Lord would maybe reveal something to you as we are called to live for Christ in a world that has so much ungodliness around us. We pray that this will be a great study for you and your family.
We'll begin today in Genesis chapter 19 with the message, Lot, Steps to Becoming Worldly. Here's Raul Reese.
And it says this in verse 12. Abraham dwelt in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain and pitched his tent even as far as Sodom. So he chooses where he wants to go. I'm not going to Sodom and Gomorrah yet, but I'll pitch my tent far enough from Sodom and Gomorrah where I can go and come back to my home.
This is what he did. He comes to that place where he looks, where he sits, and now he goes into Sodom and Gomorrah, as we see in verse 1 of chapter 19. Third step now. But the problem situation was that Lot, look what he says in verse 1. And now the two angels came to Sodom and Gomorrah in the evening. And Lot was sitting in the gate of Sodom. What was he doing at the gate? He moved in. He moved into Sodom and Gomorrah. He was now living there. Not coming in and out. Now he's sitting at the city gates, which the city gates were actually here, was where the elders would sit and make decisions for people when they came to see them. And you think, why didn't Lot listen to Abraham? Why did he finally go into the world? He goes on to say, and when Lot saw them, he got up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face towards the ground. So what he does is he sees these angels. He decides to go ahead and say, why don't you guys come with me? We'll go home and I'll cook you a meal and you can stay in my home. Meaning, with his heart, everything was right. And he said, here now, my lords, please turn to your servant's house and spend the night. Now, why would he want them to spend the night? Because Lot lived there. He knew, notice, the corruption in Sodom and Gomorrah. He knew that these men would be not only approached aggressively, but their lives would be on the line, yet they were angels. And then he says this, and he said, here now, my Lord, please turn to your servant's house and spend the night and wash your feet. When you went into a home, they would wash your feet. They would have servants before you would sit or recline on a table. And he says, and then that you may rise early and go on your way. And they said, no, but we will spend the night in the open square. But he insisted strongly. And so they turned into him, entered his house, and they made them a feast, and they baked unleavened bread, and they ate. So they're a guest. Verse 4, and not before they lay down to sleep, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house. So imagine you're looking at the house and it's surrounded by old and young, homosexuals, lesbians. And they called Lot and said to him, where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally, sexually. Very aggressive. When the homosexual community begins to become aggressive, we need to be careful. Very careful. You may have a daughter that's a lesbian or a son that's in homosexual lifestyle. Don't condemn them. Pray for them. Love them. But don't put up with their sin. You want to make sure that if you don't put up with their sin, they're going to come to know Christ. But if you put up with their sin, they'll never come to Christ. They will continue in their sin. And the Holy Spirit will not be able to convict them and bring them to their knees to accept Christ. So here is Lot going outside, talking to them. They're talking to him, and they're saying, okay, Lot, don't mess with us. Where are these men? Verse 6. So Lot went out to them, to the doorway, and shut the door behind them. So then he goes out to these people. He wants to make sure he intercedes for these angels. And then he says, step number 4 in verse 7 and 8. Notice the offering here. And then he said to them, please, my brethren, notice, please, my brethren. He knew them. He had two daughters. They had husbands. And his wife was with him. And then it says this, and he said, please, my brethren, do not do so wickedly. See now, notice the compromise. I have two daughters who have not known a man, virgins, please. Let me bring them out to you, and you can do whatever you wish. Only do nothing to these men. Since This is the reason they came under the shadow of my roof. You see, they're in my home because I know how Sodom and Gomorrah operates. He's willing to give his two daughters. That's compromising. Not trusting in God. And how many people today, not just homosexual community, but how many Christians today, they compromise. They're willing to lose their children. They're willing to lose their lives. To compromise in some sin that you might find yourself in. When the Bible says you need to repent. Lot should have never ever offered his daughters, but he did. Because his relationship with God was not there. And then he said this. Again, only do nothing to these men, since this is the reason they have come under my roof. Verse 9, 5th. And they said, now here's the aggression, stand back, get out of the way. Stand back. This is stand back. Then they said, this one is to stay here, and he keeps acting as a judge. They begin to rebuke Lot. Who do you think you are? You never lived here. You weren't born here. You came here from somewhere else, and you made yourself a participant of our homes here where we are. You came by choice. And then he says this, and he keeps acting as a judge. Lot is none of your business. And now, we will deal worse with you than with them, the angels. He said, we're going to deal tremendously against you. They're going to kill him. That's to that point. But, so they press hard against the man Lot. So he's protecting the door because they want to break in. He says, and came near to break down the door. Notice that. Verse 10. But the man reached out their hands, and pulled Lot by his neck, and they pulled him back into the house. Otherwise, they would have killed him. They would have killed Lot. And the angels knew this. Verse 11. And then they struck the men who were at the doorway in the house with blindness. The house with blindness, both small and great, so that they became worried trying to find the door. You see, they're not going away. Verse 12. And then the man said to Lot, have you anyone else here? Is there anybody here? Is there any more family that are living here in Sodom and Gomorrah? Have you anybody else here, son-in-law, your sons, your daughters, or whoever you have in the city? Take them out of this place. Why? Because the judgment of God is coming. You got to move fast, Lot. Verse 13. For we will destroy this place because the outcry against them has grown greatly before the face of the Lord. And the Lord has sent us to destroy it, not to save it. God gave the opportunity for them to come to know Christ, to save them. If I find 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 10, not even 10 people wanted to come to know the Lord. So God had to bring judgment because of the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. Verse 14. So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-laws who had married his daughters and said, get up, get out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But to his son-in-laws, he seemed to be joking, which means he had no testimony. You know how many Christians don't have a testimony where people can believe you because they see your lifestyle? And I'm not talking about homosexual living. I'm talking about you just an individual. Whatever your sin may be. Knowing and recognizing that God has called you, God has touched you, then why do you go back to the world? Why don't you stay walking with Jesus? Doing what's right, obedience to the word of God. Verse 14. So Lot went out and spoke to his son-in-laws. Imagine that. Hey, you guys, we got to get out. But they thought he was kidding. Verse 15. And when the morning dawned, the angels urged Lot to hurry. Lot, get your family and get out of Sodom and Gomorrah, saying, arise, take your wife and your two daughters who are here, lest you be consumed in the punishment of the city. Punishment is coming. You see, God is not asleep. A lot of times people say, well, God hasn't judged. Oh, he will judge. Not in your time, but in his time. And we need to realize that if the Lord is coming back again, because remember, if he's coming back again, what does he say in the New Testament? He will take his church out, and the last 7 years of world history will be like Sodom and Gomorrah. God's judgment will come in the tribulation period. The Antichrist will rule. And it's interesting, I'm not saying he's a homosexual, but it's interesting, in the book of Daniel, it says that he doesn't like women. Interesting. Verse 16. And while he lingered, the men took a hold of his hand, his wife's hand, and the hand of his two daughters, so they made a little chain. And the Lord being merciful to him, being merciful as he has been merciful to you and to me. And they brought him out and set him outside of the city. So they're moving on, verse 17. So it came to pass that when they had brought them outside, that he said, escape for your life. Do not look behind you. Don't look back, nor stay anywhere in the plain. Escape to the mountains, lest you be destroyed, consumed in the fire. God says, don't go back. Go forward. Go to the place that I prepare for you. But you know what happens? His wife looks back and turns into a pillar of salt, disobeying God's word. Disobeying God's word. Because Jesus says, you're the salt of the world, remember? You're a light on a hill. Verse 18. And then Lot said to them, please know, my lords, and indeed now your servant has found favor in your sight, and you have increased your mercy which you have shown to me by saving my life. But I cannot escape to the mountains, it's too far, lest some evil overtake me and I die. So he's asking for a favor. I can't get to the mountains, but let me get to the city that is very close. See now, this city is near enough for me to flee to. And it's a little one, that's the name of it, a little one. Please let me escape there. He says, and my soul shall live. And he said to him, see, I have favored you concerning this thing also, in that I will not overthrow this city for which you have spoken. God's grace again, God's mercy again. Verse 22, hurry, escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. You see, God can't do anything, especially today as the church has to be taken out. God will bring his judgment. Hurry and escape there, for I cannot do anything until you arrive there. Therefore, the name of that city was Sor, little. The sun had risen from the earth when Lot entered Sor. And then the Lord rained brimstone and fire, burning sulfur on Sodom and Gomorrah. And from the Lord out of the heavens. And so he overthrew those cities, all the plain, all the inhabitants of the cities and what grew on the ground. So the other cities were destroyed with Sodom and Gomorrah. God hates sin, but he loves the person. He loves the person. He loves you. He loves me. He saved us. Whatever your son is doing, your daughter is doing, pray for them, love them, but don't allow them to bring sin into your homes. It will infect your home. You don't have to put up with that. You're allowing compromise in your life. You got to sit down and you got to make it very clear that in my home, we are believers, and the Bible is against what you are. And we want you to repent if you want to repent, because we love you, but we can't put up with your sin. This is why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. God could not put up with sin. Verse 27. And Abraham went early in the morning to the place where he had stood before the Lord. Notice that. And then he says, verse 28. And then he looked towards Sodom and Gomorrah and towards all the land of the plain. And he saw, and behold, the smoke of the land which he went like the smoke of a furnace. He could see the cities burning. There were no more cities. And then he says, and it came to pass that when God destroyed the cities of the plain, that God remembered Abraham and sent Lot out of the midst and overthrew. And when he overthrew the cities in which Lot had dwelt, then Lot went up out of Zoar and dwelt in the mountains, and his two daughters, they lived in the cave, and his two daughters were with him. For he was afraid to dwell in Zoar, and he and his two daughters dwelt in a cave. Now, here comes something that we need to understand, very important. He gets spared from Sodom and Gomorrah. God delivers him. He goes out of Sodom and Gomorrah. On his way, he stays in a cave. Verse 31 to 32. And now the firstborn said to younger one, our father is old, and there is no man on the earth. You see, they thought there were no men for all the earth. He says, to come into us as is the custom of all the earth. Come, let us make our father drink wine, which means he drank wine. And we will lie with him, and that we may preserve the lineage of our fathers. The first time in the Bible, first time of incest in the Bible. And it was their fault. But his fault was to get drunk. Because he says next, verse 33 to 38. And so they made their father drink wine that night. And the first one went in and had sex with her father. And he did not know when she lay down and when she got up. And it happened on the next day, the firstborn to the younger, indeed, I lay with my father last night. Let us make him drink wine tonight. And also, and you go in and lie with him, that we may preserve the lineage of our father. And then they made their father drink wine again that night. And the younger got up, lay with him, and notice, and he did not know when she lay down with him and when she got up. And thus both daughters of Lot were with child that became pregnant by their father. The firstborn bore a son and called his name Moab, where the Moabites came from. He says, and to the father of the Moabites to this day, verse 38, and the younger she also bore a son and called his name Beami, which means son of the kinsmen. He is the father of the people of the Ammonites to this very day. They were a thorn to the people of Israel.
You're listening to Somebody Loves You Radio with Raul Reese. If you'd like to review today's message, we'll be glad to send you an unedited copy for a donation of any amount. To get that, just call 800-634-9165 and ask for the lesson titled Lot, Steps to Becoming Worldly. And we'd like to offer you Raul's brand new audio pack titled Fulfilled Prophecies, The Victory. It's a resource that includes today's message as well as four others that will encourage you in a life of faith as you explore God's faithfulness in fulfilling His promises. You'll also see that if you'd like to take the Lord at His word and submit to His will, He'll do mighty things through you in these crucial last days before Christ's return. Act now to purchase Raul's new series titled Fulfilled Prophecies, The Victory. We'll send you this 5-CD audio pack for a gift of just $20 or more. To order, visit SomebodyLovesYou.com or call 800-634-9165. Our mailing address, if you'd like to order by writing us, is Somebody Loves You Radio, P.O. Box 4440, Diamond Bar, California, 91765. Well, as part of our ongoing mission to help you with a strong understanding of the Word of God, we've made all of Rawls' messages available as podcasts. You can download them through iTunes or Google Play and stream them through all Alexa power devices. And if you're on the road traveling and you'd like to know where you can find us on the radio, just visit our website and click on the radio tab to find a complete listing. We also value your feedback on how these programs have helped you. We're always looking for ways to serve you better, and it blesses us to hear how you're growing in the Lord. When you contact us, feel free to share any prayer requests that you have so that we can join you in lifting those up before the Lord. Coming up on the next Somebody Loves Your Radio, we'll continue with more from the Old Testament as we discover how an extraordinary moment in Abraham's life can inspire us to choose trust and obedience in our own faith journey with the Lord. This program is sponsored by Somebody Loves You Radio in Diamond Bar, California.